Psalm 119 is a great psalm that deals with the importance of the Scripture, the Torah, and a study of the Torah, that is the instruction of the Lord, and how important it is to spend time meditating in it. This psalm is written using the Hebrew alphabet, and we begin with Aleph, and we move all the way through to Tav. There are 8 verses with each letter of the Hebrew alphabet until we come to the end of this great psalm, exalting the Scriptures, exalting the Word of God, with 176 verses. The first part, in the first 8 verses, beginning with Aleph, reads as follows. Ashrei temimei darek, haholachim b'torat Adonai. Happy, or happiness are those who are blameless in the way. The word ashrei is the plural, and it's a noun from esher, and it means happiness. So we're looking at many happinesses come to the person or relate to the person who is upright in the way. They that are upright. Temimei actually is an adjective meaning blameless or upright. It's a plural noun, temimei, in construct with darik. And darik is the word meaning way, a noun. And so those who are blameless or upright in the way are happy. It is interesting that in the New Testament, believers are referred to as those who follow the way, in the book of Acts in particular. And the way, of course, referring to Christ as the way to eternal life, as the way to the Father's presence. And the text goes on, Haholachim b'torat Adonai. Those who walk in the Torah of the Lord. Ha is the definite article, and holachim is from the verb halak, meaning to walk. Notice it has an O class vowel, and the hirik yod with the mem ending, showing that we're looking at a masculine plural form. This O class gives it away, that is the O class vowel, gives it away as a participle. Hence it is a kal active participle from the root halak, to walk. And so those who walk in, be is just your inseparable preposition in, Torat Adonai. Torat Adonai is a noun in construct, actually 2 nouns in construct. Torah means instruction. And notice Torah becomes Torat with a final tav. And so Aleph Hey changes to At in the construct here of Torah. So those who walk in the instruction, and Torah means actually instruction, of the Lord, Yod Hey Vav Hey. One of the most important things that we can do is to conduct our lives according to the instruction of the Lord. Over and over again in Scripture, we have that emphasis. Jesus, after giving the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, encourages those to live and do what he has taught. We also have in Galatians chapter 5 the exhortation to walk according to the Spirit. And so those who walk in the instruction of the Lord and follow His will are those who are happy. And then he continues with the second Aleph in verse 2. Asrei notzrei edotav. Happy are they who keep His testimonies. Again, we have Asrei, meaning happy, as we saw in verse 1, the noun in a masculine plural construct form. And notice, Notzrei is from Natsar, meaning to keep. We have an O-class vowel, and we have a Tzeri Yod, looking at a cow active participle again, in the construct state in the plural with Edo Tav. So happy are they who keep. Edo Tav is from the noun Edut. It's a noun, and it means testimony. And notice in the plural, we have a dot with a holem before the tav, indicating a feminine plural form, followed by av. And notice the yod vav is added to plural forms, and the vav is indicative of a third masculine singular pronominal suffix. So happy are they who keep, not only who study them, but who keep His testimonies. They're willing to conduct their life. Testimony looks at the rules of conduct. And those who keep God's rules of conduct are those who are happy. And then there are those who seek Him with all of their heart. Beholeb yidrashuhu. They that seek Him with the whole heart. Notice be, again, is your inseparable preposition, with. And notice ho means all or the entirety of the heart. Hence, the whole heart. And lev is just a noun, singular, meaning heart, or we could understand this to be one's in total mental and spiritual being. Yidrashuhu is from drash, to seek. And notice it is the cow imperfect, third masculine singular, with the u giving away as a third masculine singular, or third masculine plural form from the root drash. Yod prefix is indicative of the imperfect, and the hu is the pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. So happy are those who not only keep His precepts or His testimonies, but with all their heart they seek Him. How essential it is to seek the Lord with our whole being, with our whole heart. Here we're talking about a relationship with the Lord, not simply a mental, intellectual understanding, but a relationship in which one's total mind and being wants to seek the Lord's plan and His will, and specifically in this context, His precepts or His testimonies, which become the rules of conduct, which will demonstrate one's willingness to follow the will of the Lord. Then he continues in verse 3 with the third Aleph beginning, Aflo fa'olo avla. Notice yay, or indeed. This is a conjunction, and it's showing something even more. Even more, or yay, they do not do unrighteousness. Notice lo is your negative particle, meaning never do they practice unrighteousness. And pa'alo, or fa'alo, is from the verb pa'al, meaning to do. And notice it's a third a third common plural form with the u, cal, perfect, third masculine plural. And so, indeed, they do not do avla, unrighteousness, a noun, the object of what they do not do. They seek to be righteous rather than unrighteous in relationship to the Lord. Bid rochav halachu, or bid rachav halachu. They walk in his ways. Notice again, the be is the inseparable preposition, and durak is the noun that means way. And notice the vav ending with the yod and comets prefix. We're looking at a plural pronominal suffix, third masculine plural, from the noun way. So we would translate it, in his ways they walk. Halachu, again, is just your cal perfect third masculine or third common plural from halak. So they who not only seek him with all of their heart are happy, but they do not do what is unrighteous, what the Lord would not want one to do, and they walk in all of his ways, in the direction that he wants them to walk, which would be the ways of doing what is right in his eyes. And so one seeks to live one's life according to doing what the Lord approves of and what would be right in his eyes. Then he continues with the next Aleph in verse 4. Ata sivita pikudecha. You have ordained your precepts. Notice the ata is just your personal pronoun, you. Tsivita is your PL, perfect, third masculine singular, PL, perfect, second masculine singular, from tsava, to ordain or to command. Notice the a ending, the comet's he, is indicative of a second masculine plural suffix that shows we're looking at the second masculine singular suffix, which shows that we're looking at the second person. The hay is just there again at times when you have the pronominal suffix added to the verb. You will also have a final hay. Not always, but sometimes we find that. And so you literally have ordained. PL perfect, second masculine singular from tsava. And then notice he says, fikudecha. You have ordained your precepts. Fikudecha is from the noun pikud, which means precept. And notice these are rules that God has given, particular rules for man to follow. And so you have ordained your precepts, and the noun is from pikud again. And notice it is a plural noun in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So you have ordained your precepts, lishmor ma'od, to keep exceedingly, or that we would diligently keep them. Notice lishmor is your cal infinitive construct followed by the adverb ma'od. So to keep with diligence, or to keep exceedingly. So you have ordained your precepts that we should observe them with diligence. and keep them. And then, as he continues, in the fifth Aleph, beginning verse 5, Ahalai yekonu derechai. Notice, Ahalai means, oh, that. It basically is wishing. It's a particle of wishing. Oh, that my ways were directed, lishmor chukecha, to keep your statutes. Notice, yechonu is from the root kun, to be established, and we are looking at a kal imperfect, a nifal imperfect third person plural from chun. So, oh, that my ways were established. And notice, derechai is from the root derek again, the noun, and it's in a plural construct form with I, which is your pronominal suffix, first person singular, that's attached to a plural noun. Lishmor again is just your kal infinitive construct, and chukecha is from the noun chuk or chik. From the noun chok, which means statute, and this is something that's engraved, like in a stone. So to keep your engraved statutes that you've put in a permanent way for man to keep. And notice again, it's from chok, and in the plural, a construct here, it changes from an O class vowel to a kibbutz, especially in a closed, unaccented syllable, with the kof here, and the doubling of the kof. So, chukecha, in other words, your statutes. And notice the plural noun and construct appears with the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular in the cha. So, oh that my ways, here is a particle of wishing, oh that this could be, that my ways were established to keep your statutes, your permanently engraved statutes, like that which has been engraven on stone. It is my desire that all of my ways would be directed to keep those statutes and obey them. The sixth Aleph then begins in verse 6. Az lo evosh behabitai al kol mitzvotecha. Notice, then, here we have an adverb in the az. Lo is the negative particle, meaning not. Then, I would not be ashamed. Evosh is from the root bosh. It's a kal imperfect, first person singular from bosh. Then I would not be ashamed. In or when I have regard, or when I look unto all of your commandments. Notice the beh is your inseparable preposition, and the root here is nabat. It's a peinun verb, and notice it was actually, it's a hifil infinitive construct with a first person pronominal suffix, and it would be han biti, and that nun of the of the verb coalesces or assimilates into the bait. And in this pay-noon verb, that's why we have the doubling, the doggish forte in the bait. So ba-han-bitu becoming ba-ha-bitu. And notice the hey gives it away as a hip feel, and the a-i pattern, the pa-thak followed by the hirik-yod, indicates a hip feel infinitive construct, standing in construct with the pronominal suffix e. So when I have regard unto, L is just your preposition unto, kol mitzvotecha, unto all of your commandments. And this is God's laws or God's will in our life and how we're to live it out in obedience to Him. And so when I have regard unto all of your commandments. Notice kol is a noun meaning all or the totality, and mitzvotecha is from the root mitzvah, or is from the noun mitzvah, and ot is your plural indicator of the feminine plural noun here. And notice on that we have that plural noun in construct with ha, preceded by a yod and a segol. And so we have the second person, masculine, singular, in the ha, pronominal suffix. So when I have regard unto all of your commandments that will help regulate my life in obedience to you, I will not be ashamed. I will fulfill that. How important it is, as we live life, to make it our desire to have a total regard unto all of the Lord's commandments. And when we do, He says, I will not be ashamed. It is interesting, when we stand before the Lord, we know that as we live out His commandments, that love and pursuing that commandment, we need not have fear in the judgment that will come someday, in the final judgment. And 1 John 2 talks about that. And so we can live before the Lord without shame when we have regard unto all of His commandments. The seventh Aleph then begins in verse 7. Hodecha beyosher levav. I will praise you with yosher, with uprightness of heart. Now notice, hodecha is from the root yada, to praise. And what we have here is a hifil, imperfect, first person singular from the root yada. Notice the final hey has elided, and what follows, the dalad then, is chab, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. And notice the o-class vowel is here, because historically the root would have been va-da. It would have been a pe-vav verb. And then when the aleph was added, we had an a-vav changing to an o. And so alv became o, or owl became o decha, with the final hey dropping out, followed again by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So this is just your hifil, imperfect, first person singular, the aleph giving it away as a first person, from the root yada. I will cause to give thanks to you with, and notice we have bait here showing the instrument whereby thanks is given, with the uprightness of heart. Yosher is a noun meaning uprightness, and it is in construct with levav, meaning heart. And so I will cause to give thanks with the uprightness of heart, bilom medi, or bilam medi, when I learn mishpatei tzidkecha, when I learn the commandments of your righteousness, or your righteous commandments. Notice, be is that inseparable preposition used in a temporal sense here, and lamad is the verb to learn. And notice we have a shava followed by an A-class vowel, indicative be lom lom di. This is an O-class vowel, which is simply indicating a cow infinitive construct from lamad, in my learning. Belumdi, mishpate, is from the noun mishpat, meaning ordinance or judgment. This word literally means judgment, and it looks at our relationship with our neighbor and how we treat one another. And so he says, when I learn the righteousness of, or the judgments of your righteousness, of what is right in your eyes, I will give thanks unto you with the uprightness of heart when I'm allowed to learn that and practice that, the psalmist is saying. Notice again, mishpat is in the plural, masculine plural, with the tzer yod, construct with tzedek, meaning righteousness, that becomes tzidkecha. It's a noun in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So when I learn the judgments of your righteousness, then I will be able to give thanks unto you with an upright heart. For I am obeying that relationship that you want me to have with other people and with others. And then finally, the final aleph is in verse 8, completing the 8 uses of aleph in the acrostic here, that is, using the Hebrew alphabet to begin a particular verse. So it says, et chukecha eshmor, and notice et is the sign of the direct object. Chukecha is from chok again, which means that which is engraved, statue. And notice it's now going into the plural construct. It changes from that O vowel to the kibbutz and the doubling of the kof in the plural form here, chukecha. And the ha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So he says, I will observe with your statutes, I will observe, or I will observe your statutes would be a better way to translate it. And eshmor is just your cow imperfect first person singular from shamar. And then, oh, do not forsake me utterly. I will, we should translate this, I will observe your statutes, and so do not abandon me. Ad ma'od, or literally, unto that which is an increase, or we could say utterly. In other words, do not forsake me utterly. He does not want to sin and be abandoned by disobeying the Lord's statutes from the Lord's very presence and goodwill in his life. And so al is the negative participle, the negative particle meaning not. Do not ta azveni, abandon me. And the root is azav, and it's just your cow imperfect second masculine singular from azav with the pronominal suffix first person singular in the e. And notice the nun here is like a hinge, ain ni, to get to the final first person singular pronominal suffix. So do not abandon me utterly would be a good way to render this ad ma'od. So he wants the Lord to always be taking care of him. And I'm reminded in the New Testament that we're told in Jesus Christ that nothing can ever sever us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ. And our goal in life should be to fulfill His will in all of these areas, to walk in His instruction, to keep His testimonies, and seek Him with all of our heart, to do what is righteous rather than what is unrighteous, and walk in His righteous ways, to observe diligently all of His particular precepts for us, and to keep those engraved commandments, those permanent commandments, to continue to keep them with every part of our being. And then we can know that we will not need to be ashamed, for we have regard. We're constantly looking to fulfill His commandments. And we can give thanks to the Lord with an upright heart when we learn His righteous commandments and how we're to deal with others according to His will and do it. And so He's determined, and that should be our determination, that I will observe Your permanent statutes forever. And so please never abandon me, and we can be assured that He will never abandon us when we love as Christians, seen in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and want to serve Him and faithfully do what He has asked us to do.